Hey, I'm Johanna Wagstaff.
And hi there, I'm Rohith Joseph.
And we're asking for 10 minutes of your day to go through the 10 things that the UN recommends we can all do when it comes to climate change.
Please don't leave.
No.
And also, the things aren't new.
We are just wired to not do them.
We promise you to help you figure out your brains, and you and your people can make better choices to combat climate change.
10 Minutes to Save the Planet is available now on CBC Listen and everywhere you get your podcasts.
From CBC News, The World This Hour, I'm Mike Miles. Some of the largest school boards in Canada are suing major social media platforms. They say the companies behind Snapchat, TikTok, Facebook, and Instagram are affecting kids' learning, and they are demanding platforms change their algorithms and update parental controls. Idil Musa has details.
We need the social media giants to rectify this problem.
Rachel Chernos-Lynn says social media apps are having a major impact on students. The Toronto District School Board chair says they're interfering with the ability of children to focus.
The decline in mental health, the anxiety of students, these have skyrocketed in recent years.
And Lynn says it's time for social media apps to be held responsible, alleging the companies know their apps are addictive and cause increased rates of anxiety, depression, self-harm, and suicidal ideation among young people. TikTok says it has industry-leading safeguards, such as parental controls. And Snapchat says, while the company has more work to do, it feels good about the role it plays in helping close friends feel connected as they face the many challenges of adolescence. Idil Musa, CBC News, Toronto.
This isn't just reckless, it's immoral and it's inhumane.
Danielle Smith pulled no punches in her testimony Thursday before a conservative-led Commons committee. It's holding hearings on next month's carbon tax increase. The levy will go up about $15 a ton on Monday. The Alberta Premier is one of a number of conservative provincial leaders who've been called to testify. Smith says, given the affordability crisis, now is not the time to raise the tax.
The so-called solutions the federal government is to increase the carbon tax on something that is life or death for Albertans in the extreme cold of winter. That is inhumane. It begs the question, how far will the federal government go to make life even more difficult and expensive when so many Canadians are already struggling?
Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has accused Conservative premiers of misleading Canadians. He says most Canadians will get a rebate that will more than cover their carbon tax costs. A judge has found that the federal government failed to consult with some Métis settlements in Alberta. Paige Parsons explains.
Some Métis settlements are celebrating what they see as a victory in court. A federal judge ruled that the government of Canada had a duty to consult those settlements about an agreement it struck with the Métis Nation of Alberta in 2022. Métis Settlements General Counsel and Fort McKay Métis Nation argued that the MNA doesn't have a right to speak for them. The judge struck down two specific sections of the agreement between Canada and the MNA and says that while the rest of the deal can stand, the government must go back and talk to the groups that launched the court challenge. A lawyer for the MNA says his client is glad the overall agreement was upheld and says it's considering whether or not to appeal. Paige Parsons, CBC News, Edmonton.
RCMP in Saskatchewan say four members of the same family were the victims of a murder-suicide last weekend. The bodies were discovered on a rural property near Newdorf, about 130 kilometers east of Regina. The Mounties say a 67-year-old man and a 58-year-old woman, along with their 30-year-old son, were killed. Of the fourth victim, a 34-year-old man, died from self-inflicted injuries. Their names were not released. The U.S. Navy is sending barges with heavy lifting equipment to Baltimore to help clear the Patapsco River of debris from the bridge brought down on Tuesday. Maryland Governor Wes Moore said work would get underway to get that bridge fixed.
The best minds in the world are coming together to collect the information that we need to move forward with speed and safety in our response to this collapse. Government is working hand in hand with industry to investigate the area, to clear the wreck, and to move the ship. Leaders from across local and state and federal levels are gathering funds to rebuild this bridge.
As for those funds, U.S. President Joe Biden has approved $60 million in federal aid. In addition, he's pledged Washington will pay the full cost of rebuilding the bridge. That is The World This Hour. For CBC News, I'm Mike Miles.